Thursday, 17 March, 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad we can come to you by means of broadcasting today, be it radio, the internet, or however you are receiving us. We're in Psalm 91. The Calvary Hour is a ministry sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina, and I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. And what a blessing it is to share with you this scripture. I told you early on in this series that in my lifetime, I have never seen the internal dangers that in this country that we're facing today. I'm glad to know that we have a Savior who is also the captain of our salvation. And dear friend, He is able to deliver us. He's able to take care of us. And we have these wonderful promises here in the 91st Psalm. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to the two that walked the road to Emmaus after His resurrection, and He taught them the scriptures, He began way back with the book of Genesis. He began with the books of Moses, and He went through the prophets. And the Bible says, and the Psalms concerning Himself. And here we find our Lord Jesus Christ, the same one that David wrote about when he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." Again, welcome to the Calvary Hour. Lord, do bless us now with Thy word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Sure hope you were able to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church for midweek service last night, or maybe yours is tonight. Just be sure, if at all possible, that you be there in those services. Well, we were looking on our last broadcast at how our Lord is our truth and our shield. He's our shield and our buckler. He is our offensive and our defensive weapon, and He will deliver us from fear. Let me share some scripture with you that God has brought me to many, many times. You have time, take your Bible and turn with me to Psalm 34. If you do, turn there with me real quickly, please. Psalm 34. I'll tell you, God has blessed my heart with this scripture so many, many times, especially when I am seized by fear. In Psalm 34, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." Now listen to verses 4 through 7 and following. "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him." In this psalm also, in verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate." Now, we didn't read every verse of Psalm 34, but we read most of them. And let me just share two or three thoughts with you here, because I have been here, dear friend. I'm not one of these big hero type of fellows. I don't enjoy fighting. I don't enjoy having to have a confrontation. Oh, I've had to fight, and I've had a lot of confrontations in the ministry, but I'm just not natured that way. I'm not one that just likes to go and get into a fight. And many times, yes, I have been very fearful about situations that I would be involved in. And I have asked the Lord this very thing. when this Bible says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And I'd ask the Lord, and I probably will ask him again, oh Lord, would you do that for me? Would you please do that for me? This poor man cried, I read, this was by David, a psalm of David, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Would you please do the same for me? And I want to report to you today, my dear friend, that he has not done that one time, but he has done that so many times, and I praise his name. I am so thankful that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And though many are the afflictions of the righteous, the Lord delivereth him out of them all. That's Psalm 34. And for this, I praise the Lord. Well, back now to Psalm 91. Let's go back to Psalm 91 again, please. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. If you have time, I want to ask you now to take your Bibles and go with me to Isaiah chapter 43. I don't know how far we'll get with this today. Our time is quickly running out. But with this great truth in mind, that 1,000 shall fold at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Isaiah 43 and verses 1 through 7. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. And verse 7, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. What tremendous promises we have here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. I call the book of Isaiah the gospel of the Old Testament. It's just so precious. I know that's true for all the Word of God. But I'm telling you, my heart is so greatly blessed in this book. Now, he said to Jacob, he said to Israel, by the way, the same people, Jacob, the supplanter, Israel, the prince, our Lord God changed Jacob into an Israel. And that's what he does for everybody. He saves, by the way. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. He said, fear not. Why? For I have redeemed thee. He said, I bought you. I have paid for you. I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. You say, well, preacher, that's sure good for Israel. It really is. But it's sure good for us as well. He has redeemed us, and he knows us by our name as well. And by the way, he calls us by our name. We're not some number in God's big plan or galaxy or universe out here. We are individuals that are known by, created by, known by, and loved by the living God. Well, I see it's time for our broadcast to close. Lord willing, we'll continue this on our next broadcast. What a wonderful promise. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. He said, I bought you. He said, I created you and I have bought you. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, Father, thank you for the privilege to belong to thee. We praise thee in Jesus' name, our great Redeemer. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing, and may we rejoice greatly in his promises and live for, by the grace of God, live for and serve him. Please join us next broadcast if you can.